You could be a winner. An easy way to make your remarks all about them is to start your comments by highlighting the benefits that you're offering the listener. Similar to the sweepstakes envelope that screams, "You could be a winner!" A message that instantly telegraphs its advantage for the reader attracts attention. Like fish circling attractive bait or moths buzzing a shining light, listeners and readers find it easy to pay attention to messages that promise them benefits. In a conversation, this can be as easy as starting your talk by telling the people you're talking to how they will benefit from seeing things your way. Begin with an opener such as, "I think you'll be real happy with what you're going to hear," or, "Because you care about this, you'll really get a kick out of the following suggestion." In a presentation, you might make it all about them simply by listing the things your audience will learn from you. Start by telling them how those things will make their lives better. My goal today is to give you some useful information that you can put to work just as soon as you return to your office on Monday. In advertising, making your message all about them might be as easy as showing the reader the result a consumer buying your product will enjoy, rather than telling them why your product is better than the competition's. Business people often talk about ROI, return on investment, as the right criteria to use when evaluating a business proposition. I'd suggest that evaluating a proposition's MOI, the French word for me, as in what's in it for me, is a better way to predict success. Diapers protect babies. Speaking of advertising, diaper ads are an excellent example of point number one, all about them. For years, diapers have been sold with the obvious message that diapers protect babies. In order to protect babies, diapers are manufactured to be extra absorbent, are made from hypoallergenic materials, or are slathered in lanolin because, as my daughter Aliana said when she was 5 years old, babies poop and peep. The strategy is simple enough that it bears repeating. Diapers protect babies. Diapers protect babies. Diapers protect babies. It all makes perfect sense until you realize that babies don't want to be protected. Babies like to poop and peep. It's what they do. Actually, babies do about 5 things. They eat, they sleep, they cry, and they poop and peep. Yeah, I know what you're thinking. If babies like to poop and peep so much, then why do they cry afterwards? Sure doesn't sound like they're enjoying themselves, does it? Well, think about it for a minute. Babies can't talk, so instead they communicate by crying. After they've pooped and peeped, they want the world, or at least mom and dad, to know about it. So they cry. One day, some smart advertising executive realized all this. She figured out the way diapers were sold was all wrong. Diapers didn't need to protect babies because babies would be perfectly happy leaving their little messes wherever they make them. If all that parents were interested in was protecting the baby, then they'd line their houses with soft tiles, install a big drain in the middle of the floor, and let their babies relieve themselves whenever and wherever they felt like it. You see, diapers don't protect babies. Diapers protect cribs, sofas, carpets, playpens, and car interiors, not to mention moms, dads, and everyone else's clothing. Parents want to contain their baby's mess. Parents of infants don't want their adorable little darlings ruining their brand new white couches and plush carpets with stains and odors. And so the ads that had once listed all of the baby-protecting features of diapers, lanolin to soothe irritations, smooth edges to protect soft skin, all of a sudden focused on the diaper's absorbent layers and their ability to hold in the baby's mess. The new strategy featured diapers constructed with special elastic cuffs, customized moisture reservoirs, and other innovations designed to keep the baby's offending materials inside of the swaddling. In other words, consumers bought diapers because they could keep the mess in the diaper and off of grandma's new couch, or the interior of dad's Corvette, or his Volvo convertible, for that matter. Building on the success of this strategy, another smart ad person realized that diapers protect something else, something more intangible, but no less important. Remember what babies do after they soil their diapers? They scrunch up their little faces and cry. And because babies don't know the difference between night and day, they cry when their parents are asleep. After all, when the baby wets himself and wakes up, it's dark and he's alone. Babies don't like this. They want to be with the folks they like best, their mom and dad. So babies who soil their diapers in the middle of the night scream bloody murder because they're cold, wet, and lonely, and because they want to get their parents' attention. Mom and Dad, though, aren't thrilled to be awakened, and so they play eyeball hockey, each parent peering out of half-closed eyes while they silently pretend to be asleep and hope their partner will take care of the baby. When one of the parents can't stand the crying anymore, they angrily tumble out of bed and trudge off into the baby's room to change the dirty diaper. And when they do climb out of their warm bed and stomp down the hall, whom are they most upset at? The baby? Of course not. The person they're upset at is the spouse still comfortably tucked into the warm bed and snoring blissfully beneath the covers. So diapers that keep babies dry and keep the baby from waking up can protect something besides the room the baby is in. By letting the baby sleep, diapers protect a parent's ability to sleep. Think about the awakened parent grumbling at their sleeping spouse as they trudge down the hall. All of a sudden, diapers protect marriages. Once this strategy was uncovered, diaper ads started talking not just about the diaper's ability to keep the room dry, but about how diapers could keep baby dry and asleep. Complicated charts and graphs showed how the latest diaper used layers of carbon fiber and activated charcoal to whisk wetness away from baby's bottom. And all of this incredible anti-wetness technology was designed not just to protect the baby's skin, but also to protect the baby's sleep. And so after baby was shown sleeping quietly on clean and dry white sheets, Mom and Dad were shown sleeping blissfully as well. Everyone was happy, especially the diaper manufacturers, who now had a whole new reason for consumers to buy their products. Making the diaper ads all about them, all about the concerns of the people buying the diapers, made the ads work. And this very same strategy will work to get past your audience's filters and make sure that the directive you think you're projecting is the same message they're hearing. Create messages designed to tell listeners what's in it for them, why they should listen to you and respond to what you're saying. This way, you'll flush out the filters and open the channels to clear and effective communication.